From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The 2005 Nobel Laureate for Literature was announced today. It's British playwright Harold Pinter. Pinter was the son of a Jewish tailor, and he grew up in a working-class London neighborhood. He's often cited the bombing and evacuation of London during World War II as important formative experiences. Pinter has written dozens of plays, screenplays, and poems that reflect the dread and violence of human relationships. And lately, he's been in the news for his activism against the war in Iraq. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Harold Pinter already has an impressive collection of awards. Here he is in 1995 accepting a British Literature Prize.
Quite simply, my writing life has been one of relish, challenge, excitement. Those words are almost perhaps truisms, but in fact they are true. Whether it be a poem, a play, or a screenplay, if the relish, challenge, and excitement in the language, and through that language to character, isn't there, then nothing's there, and nothing can exist.
Pinter took relish in the language of ordinary working-class Britons, and he lovingly translated it to stage and screen.
You creep!
Nobody talks to me like that.
Do you know what you are?
I know all about your sort.
You're a peasant.
Peasant, I'm like, get out of the way, I'll show you what I am. Tell you what I am. I'm a gentleman's gentleman, and you're no bloody gentleman.
That's from Pinter's 1963 screenplay for The Servant. Pinter recognized, too, that dialogue does not always facilitate communication. Sometimes it avoids it.
And so language is sort of used as a weapon and as a defense and a shield.
Henry Wolfe is old friends with Pinter. The two met as teenagers. Wolfe directed and starred in Pinter's very first play, The Room, back in 1957. Although some tried to classify Pinter's early work as theater of the absurd, others devised a label more apt, the theater of menace. In the play The Birthday Party, two ominous characters inexplicably interrogate a third, Henry Wolfe.
You are never told where they come from, and you are never told who they are. There they are. And I don't think that had been seen a lot in English plays, but it happens in life, doesn't it? That suddenly people are there, and these two people are particularly menacing and very, very funny, too.
Who does he think he is?
Who do you think you are?
You're on the wrong horse.
When did you come to this place?
Last year.
Where did you come from?
Somewhere else.
Why did you come here?
My feet hurt.
Why did you stay?
Had a headache.
Did you take anything for it?
Yes.
What?
Fruit salts?
He knows our Andrew.
Yeah.
Did you stir properly? Did they fizz?
No.
Did they fizz?
Wait.
Did they fizz or didn't they fizz?
He doesn't know.
Pinter's plays explore the balance of power in human relationships, but his friend Henry Wolfe says there are political messages as well.
I remember a student from Persia, as it was then, under the Shah. He had some jolly, pleasant secret police and that sort of thing. He said, oh yes, Pinter's plays make total sense to us, where there is a secret, menacing world out there and you never know who's going to come through the door. And gradually, I think in Harold's writing, what had been implicit in the plays, in a political stance, became overt.
Harold Pinter was deeply affected by the assassination of Chilean President Salvador Allende in 1973, and he's become a leader in left-wing British politics.
No nation, I suggest, has ever been so detested as the United States is today.
That's Pinter speaking at an anti-war protest when President Bush visited Britain 2 years ago.
I say to Mr. Bush, get out of this country and take Tony Blair with you.
Pinter's Nobel nod may be read as more evidence of an anti-U.S. tilt by the Swedish Academy. But upon learning of his win today, Pinter told the BBC he was not certain how much his politics had to do with the award, or even with his art.
I'm both deeply engaged in art and deeply engaged in politics. And sometimes those two meet, and sometimes they don't.
Harold Pinter was diagnosed with esophageal cancer 3 years ago. He says he's retired from writing plays and now devotes himself to politics. Still, last week, BBC Radio 3 broadcast a new collaboration with composer James Clark. The piece alludes to torture and persecution, and Pinter says it's about the hell we share. But like much of Pinter's work, it also expresses a yearning for compassion. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.